Hi, I'm Steve Todd, and you're listening to Musicians FAQ, a radio program focused on learning more about the musicians that are entertaining you around Waterloo Region. We're featuring your favorite local singer, guitar player, or drummer, learning how they got started, influences, funny stories about past gigs, and upcoming performances. You'll also hear some great recordings of their work. In addition, we'll be learning about others in the music industry that are helping to maintain a vibrant music scene. This is Musicians FAQ. All right, so we're sitting here on Skype with John or Johan Gunt, and he's in the band Small Town Strip Club. Thanks a lot for joining us on Skype.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so why don't you talk a little bit about the origin of the name? It's sort of a unique name for a band, and then your band members and how long you've been together.
Sounds good. So the origin of the name, it comes from a show on a London radio station, FM 96.
Okay.
And they had a segment on, it was a goofy segment on, I think they said two names of kind of obscure strip club names, and one of them was an actual one somewhere in Canada or Ontario, and people had to call in and guess which is the real one and which was the fake one. But to be quite honest, I never heard the show, but my dad listened to FM 96 a lot, and we probably tossed around three or four names. And then with the band's first gig at I believe it was the Hub, we just had to give the people a name for the bar tab, and we just all thought it was kind of funny. And I don't know, we like Canadian bands like the Bare Naked Ladies, and it's kind of, at first people are will always be like, oh, that's your name, but then they kind of get used to it and it rolls off the tongue, and it's kind of funny.
No, that's great. Okay. And why don't you talk about maybe your band members? I think it's a four-piece band, right?
Yeah. I'll start out and tell you about the guy who kind of like brought us together in the beginning is Floody. His name's Jimmy Flood. I was playing men's league soccer with him, and after an acoustic gig of mine, he noted that he had similar influences with the type of music he likes, and he had two buddies from high school that were interested in getting a cover band or jamming a little bit, so it kind of went from there.
All right, you guys are all Stratford boys then, I guess, right?
Yep, all Stratford boys.
And you mentioned the Hub, and I think I saw on your Facebook page you played Molly Bloom's, and I think you mentioned you also did the Legion or the Army Navy as well.
Yeah, in town we've kind of done a rotation. We've been a lot at Molly's the last year and a bit. We had a good partnership with them going, and Bentley's kind of helped us kick it off too. There's a bunch of good venues around town, and we did an EP release show at Jobsite Brewing.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
And that was right in January there. So they're another great spot for music in town.
Yeah. That's where actually I met you there. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. With all the metal and the, all the big beer, whatever they're called, the beer bats. God, is that ever loud in that place?
Oh, big time. Yeah. They're tossing around ideas to maybe make it a little bit more, more soundproof. So the loud sound doesn't like kind of bang around through the machinery, but it's good for what it is right now. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I'm closer to Kitchener, and there's another brewery called Descendants. So that might be one once everything sort of opens up again. It's kind of similar. They have one big, large, it was probably an old warehouse or a factory or something. So
I'm not sure. Sure.
Full bands, but it'd be a good place for you. So you came out with your EP in January, Twisted Muse, and I think it had two tunes, Climb These Heights and Ends Meet. Mm-hmm. Why don't you talk a little bit about the tunes and the studio, maybe some of the writing? Yeah.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll touch on the first song first. I believe I was jamming a bit by myself, and then our bassist, Noah Bolger, came over, and we just kind of jammed this riff, and I just sang the first lines. It just came off my tongue like Wayward Mind, Lovesick Blind. And then it kind of got me thinking, maybe I should write about a song about a girl who might be toying with your emotions of some sort. And that's the hypothetical Twisted Muse that the EP is named after. And then I continued writing it over a couple weeks, and I've just finished up my undergrad at the University of Guelph, and I had a year to work. And then I started Teachers College in Windsor. So this would have been summer 2018. And then when I was coming down to move my bed and all my belongings to my new spot in Windsor, me and my dad kind of filled in the gaps of different verses and the bridge. And we just kind of, we had a clip of like the melody and we just had it replaying over our auxiliary cord in the car. And we just continued writing it all on the road.
All right. Why don't we have a listen to Climb These Heights? It's off of the Small Town Strip Club EP, Twisted Muse. This EP came out on January the 20th of this year. And you can also hear this song and other Small Town Strip Club songs on 102.7 CKMS.
Beat, she's got me broken, right down to my soul. Hi, I'm Ken Crawford from Kitchener, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
And do you have a little home studio as well? Are you able to do a lot of the demos and stuff at home?
Yeah, that's one thing I've been doing in this quarantine period. I invested into a few microphones and a pretty novice interface, and I work on the DAW Studio One, so I've been learning a little bit more about the recording and mixing process, and going into the actual studio definitely inspired me. It was quite the cool process, and I just have felt the need to learn more about that kind of thing.
So that's so I know there's two tunes. There's Climb These Heights and there's Ends Meet. So I know you just talked about a few lyrics of the one tune.
Oh yeah, the other one's Ends Meet, and I probably started writing that one in fall because a lot of the lyrics are actually drawn from some experiences I had with going to school in Windsor, and it was my first time going to a spot where I kind of had a completely clean slate and no friends came there with me, because when I went to Guelph after high school, a bunch of people from Stratford go to the University of Guelph. So I had a pretty good base there. So the first couple of weeks, I just was writing a lot. And I think the first line, it's like, my bike got jacked. It's been a hell of a week or something like that. And it was a kind of a crappy introduction to the city, but it was kind of drawing from experiences I had living in a little bit of a shadier area. Yeah. And it was just drawing from that experience, but I will add that I ended up really liking Windsor and had a great time there for a couple of years. Yeah.
And Emacs, is it called Emacs Studio? Is that the name of the?
Yeah, that's in London, yeah. Ontario.
Yeah, I saw some pictures of it. It looks pretty cool. It's nice, a nice big open concept studio.
Yeah, it's awesome there. We just kind of stumbled upon it, to be quite honest. We had like five tunes. Yeah. We narrowed it down to the first two that we wanted to crank out on a budget. And last summer, I'd say the first 2 years of the band, after we get gigs, we kind of pay the bandmates out. And we just, I don't know, spend it on whatever we wanted to do personally. But last summer, with our gigs starting in the spring, we made a decision to pool all the money that we make, and we wanted to hit the studio. So we went studio shopping, and we by far thought Emac was the best choice for us because we met the producer, Nick Fetchison, and he's a great guy and a really talented producer.
Yes, that's great. And and you got some pretty amazing artwork too on your EP. You got the burning guitars and just the whole background of your album looks really good.
Yeah, thanks. I got to give major credit to two other guys I grew up with, Andrew McCardle and Jeff Wood Jr. They've got a business that's thriving right now. It's picking back up really right now because of the pandemic, but they have a business called Little Big Creative. They make websites, they do photography, videography, and it was their idea. They're just like, you know what we got to do for this? We got to make a bold picture. We got to burn a guitar.
Yeah. Did you actually set a guitar on fire?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no editing there besides touching up the colors of the picture, but we ended up calling out to our Facebook page, and we essentially said, does anybody have a guitar that is just useless to them and they never play it? So as much as it sucked to sacrifice a guitar, it made for a pretty cool picture.
Well, for sure. That's awesome.
All right, let's have a listen to Small Town Strip Club playing their song Ends Meet. It's on their EP Twisted Muse.
The area's great when the market's black. skyscrapers at the city skyline. You can buy stocks, but you can't buy time. Rush hour, sour, better pick up the face. Crabs in a bucket, rats in a race. Twist my arm, no one pulling your leg. It's the death of a salesman, the pursuit to persuade. Streets a ballroom, you need a click to contend. A friend of a friend, be not a means to an end. Why kick, get dismissed once you kick the can? Hey, at least you're a part of the brand. Stretch my back, I'll stretch yours too. Gold memberships, silver spoons. I'd rather cut a check that's fat than a check that's clean. Everyone's trying to make ends
Hi friends, Kevy Canuck here from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS RadioWaterloo.ca.
All right, we're back. Thanks for listening to Musicians FAQ. I'm Steve Todd, and let's continue our interview.
So I saw on your Facebook page you had, was it just like a video chat with the lead singer of the Arkells?
Yeah, that was definitely a little bit calculated. The Arkells, they're definitely a band that my entire band like would strive to be. The Arkells, they're awesome. They tour around Canada, they make great music. And the one thing that they were doing at the very start of the pandemic, they decided that they would do an Instagram live show every day, no days off, called Flatten the Curve. And so for an hour every day, 1 to 2 p.m., the lead singer would just stream on his Instagram Live on his phone, and he would teach people how to play every single Arkells tune. So I think they have almost 100 songs in their discography. So starting like, I don't know when the pandemic started, early March, I think, when everything shut down, he ended up going through every single song in consecutive days, and he would teach people the song on Instagram and have people pop. You can request to be in Instagram Live videos when you pop in there, and some people would try to learn the song with them or just ask them a question. So I thought we had a song coming out, and I had a couple preloaded questions because I was curious about some of their stories and their come up. So I asked them a question, and at the end I did a little plug for our tune It was coming out the next day. It was really good timing because the entire week, I think Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I requested to be in the video, and there's probably a couple hundred people tuning in. So it's not just a shoe-in that you're going to get in. So just the day right before the release, I got in, and it was perfect timing.
Now, is that the Fool's Gold song? Is that the one?
Yeah, that's for Fool's Gold.
Yeah, so is there the story behind that one, or?
Yeah, I've got a pretty cool story for that one, actually. It's got this riff throughout it. It goes throughout the entire song, and I wrote that riff, and it's this real bluesy vibe, something Black Keys-esque. And okay. I couldn't think of anything to sing to it. And I sat on it for a while, and I went to Las Vegas with my girlfriend just for a vacation on March break. And we decided to do a trip to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we were on this bus trip to the Grand Canyon, and we both kind of thought, oh, this is going to be great. Like March, it's going to be nice and sunny and warm. We're going to get to see the Grand Canyon. And it turns out we didn't do our research that great. And the bus trip was like 5 hours. And then when we got there, it was a snowstorm at the Grand Canyon.
Oh, well, I wouldn't think about that.
Yeah. And it was cold, and the trip was called early, and it was just a long day on our short vacation that didn't pan out. But on our way back, I just had a recording of that riff going on, and I was pretty drained from the day, so I was just kind of hanging out with my headphones on my phone, and then I thought of the line, like, long time coming, like desert rain, and it's kind of cool because I was actually looking at like a desert when I wrote that line. Awesome. And then I just kind of thought of like desert scenery, and just kind of rolled off that and then went from there.
Okay. That's cool. Okay. Well, let's listen to it right now then. Fool's Gold. And you recorded this with your full band then, right?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. At EMAC as well.
Okay, good.
Desert rain. It's a love song spoken on a rough terrain. It wears me out, but I'm back again. It's a tourist trap, but I keep buying it.
I'm Jacob Beck from Kitchener, Ontario, and you're listening to 102.7 CKMS Radio Waterloo.ca.
All right, we're back sitting here with Johan Yunt, and why don't you talk a little bit about, do you have any upcoming gigs that are, I know that we're still in the pandemic and things are just starting to open up right now, some patios, and probably within the next couple of weeks, there'll be hopefully some restaurants opening. So do you have anything that's sort of still in the works at all?
You know what? It's kind of dead for us right now. We had a gig scheduled like since before the pandemic for June 27th. And we had our fingers crossed throughout these last few months. We're like, things got to be normal by then. Right. And unfortunately, I don't think that all the regulations are going to make for gig time just right then. I think it's going to be more. We're still hoping for summer gigs, and we've got a few spots at least in Stratford that I know will have us once stuff gets back to normal. But it's definitely our goal to get some more gigs. We've been branching out to Toronto and Kitchener. We've been trying to get out of town a bit, and once stuff gets back up, we're going to continue to play in our hometown, but also really try to branch out some more and get a different audience.
Okay, cool. And I know just on TV, I think yesterday they had the hub. They had the owner of the hub showing his patio and everything. So, like, yeah, things are definitely loosening up. So hopefully there'll be some things to play.
For sure.
Do you want to talk a little bit about, you have a demo song that I don't know if it's I'm assuming it's not complete yet, but you have a song in the works called Olone Avenue. I know I used to run quite a bit down Olone. Used to do a long loop of up down Olone, and I guess you wrote a tune about the street.
Yeah, I guess that's funny. My mom reposted it the other day, and she put the caption, "John wrote a song about our street." And you know what? It's not necessarily about our street at all. It was more just a play on words. Alone Avenue. I always kind of thought it was funny because it kind of sounded like Alone Avenue. So I never actually say our street name in it. I just refrain, "Am I alone on this avenue?" And it's definitely a more mellow song, more folk vibe. And yeah, that's one thing I've been doing in this quarantine period. I've got this bunch of folk songs that I've written, and I'm getting some demos together. And whether it's on a budget or I save up, I want to do some solo project in some capacity, because with the band we kind of rock out on our songs, and I've got a few songs that I want to get out there still.
Oh, that's good. And then I'm pretty sure your father actually helped out on guitar, is that right, for that one?
Yeah, he's helped me out. He loves playing guitar. I learned guitar from him, and he's taught me a bunch of riffs and taught me all the cowboy chords and all the scales and stuff. So he's definitely the one that helped me get it started singing and playing guitar. And whenever he's just a retired teacher now, so when I'm doing these demos, he loves chipping in and being a part of it in some capacity. So he's done a few guitar tracks and a few demos that I've released.
That's cool. That's good. Mm-hmm. And I think he help also writing. He helped writing with your Twisted Muse EP as well. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. We co-write sometimes too. Yeah.
You had him in the studio at all, or is it just the four of you guys for the?
Yeah, he popped by for a bit.
Okay, that's neat. Good for you.
All right, let's have a listen to John Yunt singing his original song, Olone Avenue.
Truth got some proof. lips what you just don't know. In this information overload, there's one thing I know.
We're back. Thanks for listening to Musicians FAQ. I'm Steve Todd, and let's continue our interview.
Can you, I know we talked a little bit about COVID-19, so it's too bad because you came up with your EP in January, and then everything just kind of, you know, the brakes went on everything. So hopefully you can kind of almost reintroduce it to the world, I guess, once you're able to start playing again, right?
Yeah, for sure. And it was definitely... there's definitely a bunch of people that have been affected by the virus. And obviously this, our situation is a mini school problem in comparison to a lot of other people's situations. But yeah. We were pretty pumped to have things going into the spring and really take the momentum from our original music and get bigger and better gigs. But stuff doesn't always pan out as planned.
No.
We'll just keep chipping away at it and keep recording and keep trying to grow.
Oh, for sure. I guess the good thing is when you do get back on the road, you're going to have those tunes plus all the other ones like The Fool's Gold and anything else. So you're going to come out with probably, you know, a really polished show.
So, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And we just started jamming in my garage once a week, once the regulations kind of loosened up a bit. So we've been tightening up and writing some more originals, and we're really making that transition into a majority original band. Like, we've got around 8 songs in the mix now, and people still love the covers. We'll still throw in some covers, but that is the goal, to write original music and hopefully people dig it.
Awesome. You mentioned that you're having a song coming out on the 20th. Is that right? You have a brand new tune?
Yeah, June 20th. We have a single titled Sunday Blue.
You wake up and all your memories merge. Down a coffee in the lobby just to shake it all off. All the cool cats from the alley seem to rally back out. But my heart, my mind, my liver has had quite enough. Almost get a brain. Yeah, hit me like a freight train. But my girl, my mom, my doc don't wanna see me off the rails again. I tell you, man, you're filled with disdain. To my state. Ooh, gotta get past that hump, 'cause no one wants to hang when you're down in the dumps. But now you feel like, if you got no direction, if you lack it affection, you get all superstitious. And at times, malicious.
Now, I know earlier in the interview we mentioned Ethan Mackey, and I think you have a duo set up. And I actually played Harleys in Malmö in December, and I think you were there the week before.
Oh, no way, yeah.
So why don't you talk a little bit about Ethan? I know he's a songwriter as well.
Yeah, me and Ethan go way back. Have been jamming since elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we went to high school together, and we definitely collaborate really well together. I'll write a line, then he'll write a line, and we've got a bunch of songs that we riff on together, and we'll help each other out. I was just in the studio with him. He's got a home, not even a home studio. He's got a legit studio that he's got rented out right now, and he's been really working away at learning the production side of music. So it's been okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah. And I know on his Facebook page, I think he just came up with a tune that he must have recorded in the studio, right?
Yeah, actually, he recorded that in his own studio. He self-produced that one. And yeah, that's titled How to Live. And that's a cool one, yeah.
All right, here's one last song with Johan and Ethan. This one is called Running Round.
Don't know what went wrong. You keep running round in circles alone. Like the same old song. You keep running round in circles alone. In the skyline, oh my, we're looking at the moonlight, like what to do. On the hood of my old ride,
alright,
reminiscing about the old time,
just like old two.
Took a turn making changes, flip around, rearrange it, now it's brand new.
even more strangers entering new relations. Short term news.
But now with me, now with me, now with me.
You don't know what went wrong. You keep running around in circles alone, singing the same old song. You keep running around in circles alone.
Does your job site thing, is that going to fire up again, like your open mic, or is that sort of a one-shot deal?
No, that's what I was hoping. Before all this went down, we were definitely going to keep it going bi-weekly through the summer. Yeah. And now that I don't have to go to Windsor in the school year, I'm definitely going to try to keep it going at some capacity, whether bi-weekly or monthly. And it was just so nice with the great weather, and Tuesday was a pretty non-traffic day around town, so it was a good day to have a community event going on a regular basis.
All right, well, thanks a lot for sitting through the hour with me, Johan, and I'm gonna definitely check you out when you guys are back on the road and playing gigs. Hopefully this will end soon and we can all get back to normal musical schedules, and it'll be great to hear some of your original stuff coming out.
Yeah, I really appreciate you having me and having some good conversations, and keep staying healthy, and hopefully the music gets back going real soon.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. Appreciate it.
Cool. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. We're going to finish off the hour with a little bit of music from Allison King. After several years living in the Kitchener-Waterloo area, she's moving back to Atlantic Canada. It's a pretty big blow to the music community in Kitchener-Waterloo. We're going to hopefully have her for a full hour before she moves away. So here's her singing Blue Bayou, Respect, and At Last. Until next time, it's Steve Todd. Thanks for listening to Musicians FAQ.
I feel so bad, I've got a worried mind. I'm so lonesome all the time. Since I left my baby behind on Blue Bayou. Saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine. Looking forward to happier times on Blue Bayou. I'll feel better again. I'd be looped by you, saving nickels, saving dimes, working till the sun don't shine, looking forward to happier times. I'd be looped by you.
Willie.
Fade out the hour with Chris Douglas. He's going to be featured next week.
Sweet and kind, wonderful, that's what you are. Always there whenever I'm in need. You're a kind-hearted girl. You're my good friend, my everything. Yeah.